Algonquin Books and Workman Audio present Healing, When a Nurse Becomes a Patient by Teresa Brown. Read by Abby Craden. Disclaimer. This book is a work of memory, though the memories surrounding my cancer diagnosis and treatment are sometimes sharp, sometimes blurred, sometimes non-existent. Make of that what you choose. All names and initials are changed just because, except for Sue Larson. You'll see why when you listen to that chapter. Prologue. I was reading Bad Feminist by Roxane Gay the day I went for my scan. The inside cover of the book is neon pink, not the girlish pink of Disney princesses and bubblegum, but a knowing, winking pink. The color of a bad, as in badass, feminist. The kind of person who reads Bad Feminist while waiting for a mammogram. It was a follow-up. I had mentioned it to my husband, Arthur, who was out of town, but no one else. I always got called back. Well, not always, but often. And I'd sweated the need for additional screening enough times that I had convinced myself there's no value to being anxious in advance. I had a mammogram and an ultrasound, right side only. I waited calmly in the hallway in between the two scans, and then I waited in the ultrasound room after the tech left and before the radiologist came in. I might have wondered why the tech left, but instead I read my neon pink book, word by word, without knowing what I was reading. A questionable scan merits an on-the-spot reading by an on-site radiologist, who came in and redid the ultrasound. She took a long time, which annoyed me, and then, once I considered why she might be slow, scared me. Finally, she said, "I see a mass." A mass? I saw her in profile, gray hair pulled back from her face, her eyes focused on the screen. It might seem like she could have said more, but those four words were already too many. I didn't move, speak, or sit up, but I did begin to cry, slowly. Tears dribbled out of each eye and slid down the sides of my face as I lay silent on the exam table. I'm a former oncology nurse and a hospice nurse. I knew the importance of letting the doctor finish the scan, that panicking wouldn't help me or her if she took final measurements or did whatever she had to do. I figured I was knowledgeable enough about having cancer because I knew about specific cancers, that I understood cancer patients' feelings because I'd cared for so many, that I'd confronted mortality because I'd had a number of patients die. But I was wrong. Other people's mortality is...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?